I know you just talked about not looking forward, but let's look forward. Idiocracy comes out in the early 2000s. We are literally living it. What is 20 years from now like in both a, not in a science fiction way, I'm talking about in a political landscape, like democracies ultimately all fail at some point. Is that where we're headed? Is that imminent? Like what happens?
I think there's two paths, right? We either absolutely go there or we figure it out again. And that's just, it's the repetitive cycle, right? We had to get close to failing and we figured it out the really hard way during the Civil War era. I mean, literally through a civil war. We figured it out during the Civil Rights Movement. We figured it out on a smaller scale, but figured it out during, the fight for women's rights. We figured it out 10, 20 years ago for the fight for gay rights. But yeah, I mean, look, I'm with you. I do subscribe to Michelle Obama's philosophy. I do believe that the Democratic Party continues to try to be the party of respect and like the adult in the room, right? Like, and they believe, rightfully so. They have a lot of hope. And I'm not trying to be, you know, no pun intended, because I know that was Obama's message when he ran for president. It's not that. I'm not trying to be funny, but that is the philosophy, right? We hope for a better future. We will protect our future. We'll fight for our future, but we won't do it on your terms. And I think that the hope is that at some point society will change again, as they have before. But I don't know if society's ever had the type of voice to yell through like they do today with Trump. And that's the scary part. Now, the beauty of this is 4 years from now, 4.5 years from now, there won't be a Trump. The scary part is, as of today, there's nobody. There's nobody on the Democratic side today that has even been talked about for president in 4.5 years. And there's nobody on the Republican side. And the reason that's scary is because it could be anybody on one side.
Yeah,
right?
But,
like,
but someone
DeSantis,
always...
DeSantis was a good example.
Someone always emerges. I mean, when... In 2012, Trump... Or Trump. In 2012... sorry, that's not what I mean. In 2004, Barack Obama was going to be a junior senator. I mean, I think hope emerges from lots of places. I guess when I just think about the world, we talked, you know, a few weeks ago about AI, and which in its current state, in the state of the internet, we're seeing people use deepfakes and use applications to fake voices. And I actually genuinely, when I saw the post you did, the episode, I actually thought you were gonna use one of the apps that can actually run our voice and just do an episode of you and I talking. I opened it thinking that's what you're gonna do. But then you fast forward, right? So you get to 4 years down the road, and the moment a chatbot, a large language model, begins to search content that was made by AI, one of two things happens, right? There's a science fiction version of this that Skynet happens and takes over the world. There's the probable, more likely outcome, which is it gets dumber. Like, we actually might be living in the best version of large language models, because the information sources are actually going to get worse over time, not better, because less humans are contributing, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm wondering or interested in is, over the next 5 years, 8 years, 16 years, this season will pass, right? I mean, it's a crisis right now for us. There is a serious concern about what the next 4 to 8 years bring, But ultimately, theoretically, our democracy should endure even the worst of times. We'll see. But fast forwarding, well, yeah, it always has. It doesn't mean it always will. But even if we say that's going to be the outcome either way, right? Like, Trump gets elected 4 years later, or maybe 8 years because he finds a way to get a third term. He's got to die someday. We get back to a normal democracy, right? And then usually things right size. People only accept a certain way for so long. I guess what I'm really interested in is what, with the kind of persistence of technology, where we're going, how the world's moving, will that season look like? And I know neither of you or I could predict that, but I find it really fascinating to think about what will that outcome be, and where will we, you know, you and I be in 8 years talking about this? Because goodness, right now it feels like the world is ending. And I know it's not, but God bless, it feels like it is.
I don't think it's going to get worse. So I think a lot of things are going to change, and we don't know how they're going to change yet. But I think if things continue to go down the path they are, it won't be good change. And so let me elaborate. We're going to see more and more AI influence in our political system, and not necessarily with our politicians, but in the way the information and what information is created and shared with the public. I think the dumber part, where you said it's going to get dumber, I actually don't think it's AI. I think it's human beings. And so like, here, I'll give you an example. I love my mother. Love my mother to death. She's my mom. She's amazing. However, my mother believes anything that is sent to her in an email or that she sees on Facebook. Like, if she is sent an article, if she sees an article, if she reads something, if it's on the internet, it's real. Because she doesn't understand. She just doesn't know how much bad there is on the internet, right? So if she saw a deepfake or AI-generated article that is, you know, geared very specifically towards one message, she would believe it. Or she would at least think about it. She wouldn't have the experience and the knowledge to look at certain things and understand this isn't real. Our society, a lot of our society is like that. And it's going to get more and more dumb as time goes on. I think of one of your favorite movies from a few episodes ago, WALL-E. So that is my favorite Pixar movie. I love WALL-E. And the thing with WALL-E that I remember often is when WALL-E ends up on that cruise ship in space looking for Eve or Eva.
Eva.
And everybody on that ship is fat, and they're in these floating chairs, and all sure. They do is eat and drink, and there's no movement, right? In a sense, that is the direction we're heading mentally and physically, but mentally as a society. We have lost the ability, and this isn't just America, I think this is a global issue. We have lost the ability to rationalize. We've lost the ability to utilize common sense. We've definitely lost the ability to research. And we're borderline losing the ability to actually read and have the attention span to read the entire article, and then the desire to read follow-up articles that could either refute or align with what we just saw. And so as AI continues to get more and more involved, we're going to see more and more articles and headlines and images and whatever it is promoting certain falsities, and society is going to dig it up. Now, here's where I think it gets really important. It will undoubtedly come down to these media outlets on what they allow and what they do not allow. It is going to be their job to regulate it, whether they want to do it or not. And in today's world, and this is just my belief, in today's world, you've clearly got companies like Facebook and just Meta, the entire Metaverse, that doesn't want to be that cop. They do not want to have that responsibility. They have a platform. People can share on their platform. That's it. They're fine. They don't want the obligation to have to regulate. And, I mean, X is just because Elon's a dumb fuck and a racist. They're right there with Facebook. They just don't care. They want to promote that. And there really isn't any other social media platform to that extent yet. I think what we haven't seen today is we haven't seen a lot of deepfake images on Instagram. That'll happen. And once that happens there, you already see a lot on Threads. If you're on Threads at all and you scroll, you will see certain posts and images and shares that are just not, you can tell they're not real, right? And the irony is, I think the biggest platform of all today in that aspect, and it'll get even bigger in the future, is Reddit. And Reddit, I think, has also like publicly stated that they don't want to be moderator. They don't want to, and they've taken some stuff down. I mean, all of them have banned some things. But we need these platforms to become moderators if we're going to protect the sanctity of our country in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to argue the opposite side of part of your observation. I don't think we're getting dumber as a society. I think the generations, this is a standing statement, right? That everyone thinks the generation after them is dumb. I don't think the generation after me is dumb. I think they're more savvy and aware than anyone understands. I think they have philosophies that are radically different from my generation and from your generation. But I think that humans are ultimately savvy. I believe that there are tools we need to give people to be able to understand difference. To the point of your mom, I have no blame there. Like, she didn't grow up in a world where you ever had to question if a picture was real. And now we live in a world where you have to question if a picture is real. And so, you know, I think I have faith in what's coming. And I think that if we go to things that aren't this conversation, aren't politics, aren't computers, the uncanny valley, that idea that, you know, someone makes a movie and Princess Leia is in Star Wars, but she kind of looks slightly off. Like, our brains are designed to hate that. That uncanny valley, the reason that exists is because our brains are designed to say something's wrong there and I don't trust it. And so we as people really disagree with that. And I think in a world of, you know, photography and deepfakes, while we haven't attuned to what that difference is, when that first post of All Eyes on Rafa happened a couple days ago, like, my brain didn't jump to, oh, that's a photo of a thing happening. My brain jumped to, like, what is that? Like, what is that? That's obviously not real. So how did that come to exist? And I think the more we see, I hate using AI so much, but machine-generated versions of things, the more people are going to actually become aware of it and maybe hearken for more human-to-human connection, more direct, not just manipulation of, like, things, but more direct input from others. I don't know. I think in some ways I'm really optimistic that something so scary as this election season might cause good. But also, I've got to be honest, I don't want to go through it to get to the good. I don't want to go through the pain we're about to explore. I would like the good now. And so I don't enjoy it. I'm not excited about it. And I'm scared of it. But I also think ultimately what I hope is that it will cause people to have more wisdom when it comes to what things they're seeing, intaking, hearing, listening to. But what scares me is, you know, I have really intelligent family members. One of mine who is very bright thought that LeBron had said something about his coach being terrible and, like, had just listened to this thing and thought it was him. Like, it can get anybody. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, with one exception. you know, you mentioned every generation thinks that the generation after them is dumber. You're right. You're right. I believe there's some truth to that, but not just on the surface. So I 100% believe that the generation after me is much smarter than I am in many things and in very different ways. And just like my generation is much smarter in many things in many different ways than my parents' generation. However, they're also dumber in other ways. And not because they are dumber, but because the world has changed.
All I would say back to it is, I think the thing you're actually arguing is wisdom. We, as people, are wise about different things. As you evolve and mature, as an older person, you looked at someone younger and you see that they don't understand something, and the inference that's often made is that they're uneducated or unintelligent, but it's not really true. They're just not wise about something yet. You can't go to a 19-year-old and say,
sure,
hey, how's the call reception on the drive from Arizona to Vegas? Because they've never done it before. But I could ask you that. Because you've done it 25 times. So you have wisdom, you have perspective, you have experience, right? The problem is, ultimately, those experiences become the confirmation bias that you're feeling later. If you have a ton of experiences that say the news is trustworthy, then at some point, that is a bias. You develop a bias for this concept. I think the generation after me is more emotionally intelligent than I've ever seen. Maybe IQ-wise it's different. I don't know. But like, I think EQ-wise, that they are wise beyond their years. What I hope that comes from that is the only cure to all these things societally is empathy. The problem, though, is empathy doesn't work in groups, and people are deeply incapable of empathizing with people that don't look like themselves. That is a bias that exists across humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I really hope societally that happens is this generation that's really empathic, that has a really high EQ, can actually move to the level that I think exists beyond empathy, which is compassion, and has an understanding that both people older than them, younger than them, and around them deserve compassion. They deserve understanding. We should understand and be compassionate to those that are fooled by the meanderings of an 80-year-old crazy person. Because the truth is, those folks that follow him, and not all of them, obviously there's bad people in every world, but I'm talking about the middle human, right? The one that's just confused. Like, they're not wrong about the thing that they're hoping for. They're looking at their life, someone's telling them the reason you're not getting the life you want is these five things. And we need to be compassionate to those folks, that the real solve is that what would give them the life that they're looking for. But we don't do that really well. And I think what I hope for, what I wanted Barack to be for me, and he was in some ways, but it's just so hard in the way that we run our governance, is to give a platform for us to create that life for other people and to create the existence that these folks are hoping for.
Mm.
Because the truth is, we could argue all day long about which approach to taxation causes the best economy. And that's actually a debatable point. It's not a provable one simply, because there's so many other factors that go into it. But there are things like making sure that as a human species, that when you get sick, that you have a way to get help, that are kind of inarguable. The way you do it is arguable. The outcome isn't. And so what I really hope for the generation after me is that that compassion becomes the thing that drives them to create a holistic change that's bigger than anything we ever do. And so I'm rooting for the generation that I'm in, the one that comes after, because we don't have a future without that. And I have to believe that this moment that we're living in, while fraught and scary and crazy, is no different than your parents felt in the 70s. When they looked back at Iran after they left and thought, what is happening? Like, what is changing about the place we came from
Yeah.
And I'm interested.
I love your eternal optimism, and it's one of the qualities about you that I really, really endear. I am going to be completely pessimistic right now with you. And a little scared. The same people that you just talked about that have these five things and really just need somebody to show them the right way, those are the same people that go into church every single Sunday and get down on their knees and pray to a God who tries to show them the right way. That's the same God that tells them to treat your neighbors the way you want to be treated and be good human beings, and we're all God's children and we're all created equal, and teaches them all those really good lessons, all the good things about the religion that they believe in. Doesn't matter what religion, they're all the same when it comes to those lessons. And then they leave, and then they get in their truck and they put a fuck Biden flag on the back with their 5-year-old kid in the back seat and go drive around. So if
church on Sunday, and I don't have that.
Some do, and the other ones kill a black kid for knocking. Right, you don't live in the majority of the country. I think this is the scary part. This is the part that I fear, is that those are the people who will thump their Bibles and talk so highly of a God and not listen to anything that they're being taught. And my fear is, there is nothing more powerful than that. So if that is not helping them become empathetic and compassionate, nothing will. Now, that's my fear. My hope is, to align with what you said, the next generation, and this is also a fear, the next generation is even less God-obeying, right? More and more kids growing up these days in this generation are atheist and agnostic. And maybe that is the solution. But I think the fear that I have is the itty-bitty little bit that this hatred group has stuck to, the little bit that is actually still ringing in the back of their head that says, be good, do good, love others, this next generation has to find a little differently. I'm optimistic that they're going to find it in one another. I think they're going to find it through what they're experiencing in the world. I think they're going to find it through all the hatred that they've grown up through, and they want a better future for their next generation. And I think that's what's going to lead us into what we hope will be the future. But man, it's a lot to put on their plate. It's a it lot is. To put on their shoulders. It's it a is, big ask.
Each generation it's a carries big the ask, ball.
And it's disappointing that we're not helping.
Skinny fries.